You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A new lawsuit out of Anoka County accuses a legislator of misappropriating state funds. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is cracking down on workplace sex discrimination, and it's Sober October for some Minnesotans. But first, Twin Cities Jewish leaders are condemning what they call an act of hate after a prominent Minneapolis synagogue was vandalized earlier this week. Temple Israel Senior Rabbi Marsha Zimmerman says messages scrawled on the building included code words used by Hamas in the October 7th terror attack on Israel 2 years ago, and several red triangles.
The red triangle references imagery circulated by Hamas and other terrorist organizations in videos of attacks on Israeli soldiers, and these symbols have become shorthand for violence against Jews and Israelis.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says they have video of the incident where two people are seen spray painting signs with hateful messages. Acting U.S. Attorney for Minnesota Joe Thompson joined the chief and others yesterday and says the feds are also involved.
The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI are working closely with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners to find whoever is responsible for this crime and hold them fully accountable.
So far, no arrests have been made. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says he's terrified about the potential of the National Guard being deployed to Minnesota by the Trump administration. He says while he hasn't been briefed about that happening in the immediate future, he's worried about the community's response if it does.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the state of this community. What happened on June 3rd, Blake and Bloomington, and just the desire of people, it seemed, to have that spiral out of control, potentially violent, potentially a riot, and potentially something that could give the justification for what these people want to do and federalize things and make the situation that much worse.
He says he hopes to get a heads up if troops do come to Minnesota. Governor Walz says he's not giving up hope of holding a special session to address gun violence. He says he plans to keep pushing lawmakers to come together for a vote, but hasn't called a special session yet to allow for more discussion on the issue.
The very simple part of this is they do not want to have a discussion and a vote on guns. And I say that not belligerently or anything. If I'm wrong, just vote against it. I'm not even getting the opportunity. The parents are not getting the opportunity. The clergy's not getting the opportunity. The doctors are not getting the opportunity. The majority of Minnesotans, when they're polled, are not getting the opportunity to even have that discussion.
Walz also admitted he's uncertain about whether every Democratic lawmaker will support the proposed gun restrictions. A new lawsuit out of Anoka County accuses a state lawmaker of misappropriating state funds for a pet project. The suit claims DFL Representative Zach Stevenson illegally diverted $6.2 million in county road funds, rerouting it to pay for a pedestrian bridge that would support the start of construction on a controversial Rum River surf park. Stevenson addressed those claims during a House session back in June.
There's nothing about this that is as nefarious as he would indicate. This is a project that received vetting in a committee that was included on a House floor vote and that was agreed to in a signed spreadsheet by leaders and held out in the public.
The county argues this move, which bypasses its own budget plans, is an abuse of power. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights has settled two workplace discrimination cases. Lakes Concrete Plus of Bemidji was found to have wrongfully fired a female concrete truck driver, telling her the job was not, quote, women's work. Separately, Key Lime Air, operating out of Thief River Falls, refused to hire a male applicant to be a flight attendant, based on the practice of only hiring women. Both companies must pay approximately $45,000 to each affected individual and implement policy changes to prevent future discrimination. The University of Minnesota Regents will meet over the next 2 days to decide on a $284 million request for state funding. This money would pay for major projects, including a new St. Paul campus center, renovating the dentistry school's clinic, and updating existing buildings. They will also look at a six-year plan for future campus investments. If approved, the university would then pursue funding in the 2026 legislative session. The Minnesota Department of Health is set to unveil the state's first ever 10-year drinking water action plan today. This plan, directed by the 2023 state legislature, outlines strategies to manage existing and new threats to drinking water from source to tap, ensuring safe and sufficient drinking water for all Minnesotans. It's been described as a 10-year roadmap to ensure that everyone, everywhere in Minnesota has safe water. Finally, Hazleton Betty Ford is encouraging people to embrace Sober October.
Hazleton's Lydia Burr says people tend to pick October for the same reason they pick dry January.
It's the start of a new season here in Minnesota, and it's heading into the holidays. So people want to try out something new, potentially, and see how it goes for them, and I think that that's great.
So what happens on day one?
That would be the day that people would be trying to occupy themselves in some other way, get active, do something in place of when they might normally be using alcohol.
Burr also said it depends on each person as to how difficult it is to abstain. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.